Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I'll switch places with you. Since they're all going to sit up there, can I sit down here? Will you help me get up afterwards? Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Oh. So I have a question for you. Should you be honest? Do you know what honest is? Tell me what honest is. Telling the truth. Okay, yeah, that's being honest. It also means giving people what they're due, right? So you should tell the truth, right? Good. You should be honest, right? Should you be nice to people? Well, if you already know all this, why do you even come to church? You should have just stayed home. Yes. Well, here's the deal. I know I ask this every week and you always give me the same answer. Did you listen to the gospel lesson? Remember about being honest? Yeah. Okay. This is such a tough lesson today. It was really hard. Jesus tells the story about a guy who's a big old cheater. Do you like cheaters?
No.
Would you want to be a cheater?
No.
I wouldn't want to be either. And yet Jesus tells this wonderful story about a guy who owed, he didn't treat his master's money very well. He kind of cheated him a little bit. And then the guy went through and he says to the people who owed his master money, he says, how much do you owe my master? And he said,
I owe him 100 jugs of olive oil.
He's from Texas. And he said, write down 50. Then you only have to pay him back 50. Does that seem right? I didn't think so either. And then he went to another person and he said, how much do you owe my master? And he said, well, y'all, I owe him a hundred bushels of wheat. He was from Georgia. And he said, I'll tell you what, write down 80. Was that right? I didn't think so either. And do you know what the master did? What do you think when he found out that the steward had even cheated him again? What do you think he did? Do you think he got mad? He what? He went and got another person. He probably fired him, don't you think? Yeah, do you think he was like, oh, aren't you wonderful that you cheated me out of more money? That is really great. Do you think that's what he did?
No.
Guess what? That's what he did. That's what he did. He said to the man, you are more shrewd than the children of this age. He wanted to make the manager, I think the manager's a little strange myself, but he said, you're more shrewd. And I think what he was trying to say was not you should be dishonest or not truthful or you should deal badly with people's money. I think he was trying to say, you should pay attention. You should pay attention. You see, the poor guy, the manager, he knew that once he lost his job, he probably wasn't going to be able to dig ditches or beg very well. So he was trying to be smart, to sort of take care of himself. And do you know who he had to depend on? Do you think it was all the other really wealthy managers and powerful people? No, that's who you'd think, but that's what's so cool about the story. This manager, this incredibly, you know, sort of smart guy, he ends up depending on the poor, on the people below him. And I think that's maybe what the story is about. That, you know, not everything is going to go perfect in our lives, and sometimes we can't depend just on the people who have the most. Sometimes the gift comes from below, from the people we least expect. People like, I think, Jesus, who wasn't powerful, who wasn't rich, he wasn't wealthy, he wasn't political, he didn't have everything in the world, I don't even think he had a car. And yet, who do we know saved us?
And
yeah, Jesus and God. And who do we come here to pray for and pray with? God. And when we say Thank you, Jesus. Even though he wasn't the most powerful. So I think maybe Jesus was onto something in this story. That maybe that steward wasn't honest and truthful all the time. But he was wise, and that he knew that those who were below him could help him. Thank you. Now, if you can figure that parable out on your own, write me a letter, and I'll publish it. Okay? Thank you all. You can go back to your place.